high school students and those who help in their education in Cyprus have developed an unusual robot. The robot uses ChatGPT artificial intelligence, or AI, technology. ChatGPT is a system developed by U.S. company OpenAI and backed by the technology company Microsoft. The aim of the students is to use the technology to improve learning experiences in the classroom. ChatGPT is an AI system that can have a discussion and create written work. It can create material based on what it has learned from a large database of digital books, online writings, and other media. The robot is named AI-Einstein. Three Pascal schools in Cyprus built AI-Einstein. It is the size of a small adult. The robot even has a screen for a face that appears to show human facial expressions. It speaks a North American form of English. And it can tell jokes like, "Why was the math book sad?" Because it had too many problems. It attempts to speak Greek, and it even tries to talk about physicist Albert Einstein's theory of relativity in class. The robot does not have a favorite movie, saying it was before his time. But it enjoys reading science books and spending time playing the violin, an instrument. Student Richard Erkov is 16. He is the lead programmer of the AI brain. He said artificial intelligence is set to improve a lot. Erkov told Reuters, "It might help in a lot of spheres of life, such as education and medicine." Another student, 15-year-old Vladimir Baranov, said the technology was incredible. "It mimics human thinking, answers like humans, responds like humans. It is not yet very polished, but it is getting there," he said. Tutors are teachers who work with one student. The tutors who helped with the project said the greater purpose of AI-Einstein is to include it in teaching. Tutor Elpidophoros Anastasiou is the project's leader. He said that students can ask it questions, it can answer back, and the robot can even help teachers teach more effectively. Anastasiou showed how AI can be fitted to the classroom, with AI-Einstein showing how part of Albert Einstein's theory of time relativity can be explained by talking about a moving object called a pendulum. Their experience with AI-Einstein showed that AI is not anything to fear, project members said. The European Union is considering legislation for artificial intelligence. But developments in the technology are happening faster than lawmakers' efforts to control it. AI-Einstein itself answers if the technology is something to be feared. It said, "Humans are the ones who create and control AI. And it is up to us to ensure that its development and implementation serve the betterment of humanity. We should not fear AI, but rather approach it with care and responsible consideration." I'm Gregory Stockel.